Welcome to this module on eliminating self-limiting beliefs. This is really going to blow your mind because at some level we have all got self-limiting beliefs, and as science improves and our techniques on how to manage our brain improves, we come up with new ways to improve the way that we use our cognition. So this particular method is called the mind detox method. It's designed to remove unhelpful beliefs that hold us back and even make us unwell, and was developed by Sandy Neubiging. He's the best-selling author of New Beginnings, Thunk, Life Detox, Mind Calm, Body Calm, and Heal the Hidden Cause. Sandy is the creator of the Mind Detox Method, and he has taught courses and retreats around the world. So via his academy, he has personally trained practitioners from 15 countries. Sandy's resident Mind Body Soul retreats have been featured on 3 separate television series that have been shown in 30 countries on channels including BBC and Discovery Health. He currently offers retreats in the UK and Turkey and is a columnist for the Holistic Therapist magazine, Positive Life magazine, and OM magazine. Sandy has thousands of hours of clinical practice under his belt. So when training as a meditation teacher, Sandy meditated day and night on the island of Patmos in Greece and in the mountains of Mexico for 24 weeks. This enabled him to teach from a very pure place and speaks from his first-hand experience. So Sandy describes that there are 7 self-healing secrets. 1, your body is your mind. Evidence of the mind can be found throughout your entire body, making it scientifically accurate to say your body is your mind. As a result, your physical wellness is linked to your mental and emotional well-being. 2, your beliefs become your body. So beliefs are conclusions that you've come to about yourself, about people, and the world you live in. Your beliefs impact the messages sent between the brain and the body, which can impact the body's physical functioning. Secret 3, your body isn't against you. Symptoms may consider to be physical problems are often your body's best attempt at adapting to survive. By changing how you perceive life, your body can adapt again, but this time by functioning in a more desirable way. Number 4, regular resistance is bad for your health. Chronic stress caused by chronic resistance is a major cause of physical problems. By learning to resist life less, your body has more opportunities to heal. Number 5, cure the hidden root cause reason. The cause of physical conditions often resides in the subtler unconscious part of the mind. They are unhealthy beliefs that were formed when you experienced significant emotional events. By changing your beliefs, you can help the body heal, let go of stored emotional baggage, and enjoy enhanced well-being. Number 6, unhealthy beliefs can be easy to heal. It is a myth that beliefs are hard to heal. Beliefs can be changed because they are never absolutely true. They are fueled by feelings, not facts, and are based upon limited, often wrong, information. So with new positive insights, you can come to new conclusions anytime you want. And number 7, being present helps the body to heal. So much stress comes from thinking about the past or thinking about the future. To be present is to be beyond your mind, resting in the still, conscious awareness that is your true nature. When the mind rests, the body heals, so naturally you enjoy the true health that is your birthright. To kick you off and get you started, to get you really centered and focused, to get yourself into the mind detox technique, going to start you off by sharing what's called a 3C vision for being here and now. So we start off preparing our focus with the 3C vision exercise, a remarkable way to clear your mind and feel calm, confident, and content in any situation. So the instructions are: 1, you're sitting down, you pick a spot on the wall to look at. preferably above eye level, so that as you look at it, it feels as though your vision is bumping up against your eyebrows. Make sure your eyes are not so high that you cut off your field of vision though. Number two, as you stare at that spot on the wall, effortlessly let your mind go loose and focus on all your attention on that spot. At this point, you may find yourself wanting to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and let yourself do so. Just keep looking at that spot on the wall. Notice that within a matter of a few moments, your vision will begin to spread out. Keep looking at that spot. Keep looking at that spot. You'll begin to see more in the peripheral than in the center part of your vision. But keep looking at that spot and notice the peripherals as well. You'll feel it natural to take a couple of more deep breaths in and deep breaths out as you keep staring at that spot and allowing yourself to notice the peripherals around that spot. Now pay more attention to the peripheral part of your vision. Keep looking at the spot. But pay attention to the peripherals. Notice the colors, the shadows, and the shapes, so on. Continue doing this for as long as you want, just while noticing how it feels to keep looking at that spot, but to keep noticing the peripherals and the colors and the shapes in that peripheral vision. Also notice if your mind has become more still. You can enjoy this process or this little exercise whenever you need to center yourself before a conversation or something that might require you to feel more centered, if you can't sleep, if you're just finding that you really need to still your mind down. You really use this 3C vision focusing tool to help your brain to focus on something in particular and to breathe while you're doing that focusing exercise. So with a little practice, you'll be able to use 3C vision during your daily life whenever you want to feel calm, confident, or content. So you know there are three reasons why people don't get what they want. Everybody wants to feel successful. Everybody wants to achieve certain goals and a certain success in their life. And for all of us, it's different. The three reasons that people don't get what they want is one, negative emotions. Emotions that people tend to resist. Examples of negative emotions would include anger, sadness, fear, guilt, anxiety. All emotions exist for a purpose. They are the unconscious mind's way of saying, hey, there's something to be learned here. Once you learn what you need to learn, that negative emotion ceases to exist in that moment. You still have it negative emotions to call on, but your attachment to that memory and the way the negative emotion attaches to it will be released. Limiting beliefs are the second reason that people don't get what they want. Coming to incorrect conclusions about certain things. Examples of limiting belief statements are, I can't, life is, people are, well, I'm not, etc. Anytime you have a limiting belief, you must have a limiting decision which preceded that belief. So at some point you came to a decision. If you find a limiting belief, then a question to ask is, when did I decide that? What was I deciding before that? Keep asking the second question until you find a purely positive conclusion. And then take a deep breath and come back to the now. You may find the belief feels less true to you. So, when did I decide that was the case, or that was the truth about something? Well, before I decided that might have been the truth, what was my truth before that? What was my truth before that assumption? And come to a pure assumption or belief that has a much better impact on your body, that's truer and feels better for you. The third reason people don't get what they want is ineffective behavior. Your strategies, the way you're trying to get results, are ineffective. Some of your behavior might be ineffective. So that's the third reason. Your unconscious mind is in charge of your memories, your emotions, your behaviors, and your healing. How you feel is determined by your judgments as to whether things are good or bad, right or wrong, better or worse. And your subsequent allowance or resistance of these things. So when you resist, you create stress in your body and justifications in your mind for feeling the negative emotions. But you might not be right and they might not serve you. So this is about noticing those and letting them go if they're not serving you. Your version of reality is a vastly edited version. To improve your emotions, your physical health, your behaviors, and your life circumstances, it can be highly beneficial to improve your internal filters, especially your beliefs. So getting to your goals. Beliefs can either help you or hinder you. So this tool that we're going to be using helps you to first rate your current level of belief in your ability to achieve your goal. Then, if you discover that you don't fully believe it's possible for you, you should use the mind detox method to heal the unhelpful belief before going on to do a lovely visualization to help install it in your future. Instructions. Step one. And have yourself pen and paper always. Step one. Clarity is power. Clarify your goal. What do you want? Do you want to meet a life partner, make more money, enhance your health, improve a relationship, or something else? You know, state what your desired outcome is now and pause this while you do that. Then, now you've come back, step two is rate your current belief level on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being that you believe it is possible to achieve your goal. How would you rate your current belief in you being able to achieve the goals that you just wrote down? If you do not rate it as a 10 out of 10, you might have an unhelpful belief that is undermining your ability to achieve your goal. Then, if that's the case, continue on to step 3 to 5 to detox your unhelpful belief. Or if you scored a 10 out of 10, and achieving your goal already feels inevitable, then you can take yourself down to step 6. At the moment, we're at step 3, clarifying your unhelpful beliefs. What are the first thoughts that come to mind when you think about achieving your goal? Examples of unhelpful beliefs include, I'm not lovable, it's hard to make money, I will never heal. You're aiming to find possible beliefs that could be preventing you from achieving your goal. Once you've come up with those, we go to step 4. What event in your life is the cause? So what I want you to do is get really centered now. I really invite you to bring your subconscious memory to the table. And I'd like you to decide what it is that you want to let go of today. What behavior, what belief, what attitude, what is it that shows up in your life and you would like to let it go today? And by letting it go, you stand to shift what's going on in your body, in your belief system, in your subconscious, and therefore shift your capacity to achieve your desires and your goals in life. So if you were to decide today, what is something that I really want to let go of, write that down. Write it is what you want to let go of today, release from out of your body, from out of your subconscious system. And score on a scale of 10 to 0, with 10 being super high, how prepared you are to release that today. How prepared out of 10 are you to release that today? And if you find it's not a 10 out of 10, if there's any little number left, if you say an 8, then I want to know, what's the 2? Why are you holding on with 2 points to not letting that go today? Explore with yourself what it is that holds on to that 2. Why aren't you 10 out of 10? What's that little bit still holding on to what it is that you're saying you want to release today? Really figure that out. When you're ready to release what it is you want to release, I invite you to close your eyes, breathe into your body, tap into your human system, shut out the outside world. If you need to do the 3C vision exercise again, breathe, make sure you're in a very quiet, very private, uninterrupted environment where you're not going to have the phone beeping or people knocking or noises distracting you. This is very deep subconscious work and you need to take it seriously. Now what I'm going to do is ask you the question, what event in your life is the cause of your unhelpful belief? The first event that when resolved will cause the belief to disappear. What age were you? Trust the first answer. State that age now. So write that down. The first age that popped into your mind. And often for people, it's below 10 years old. When you think of that time, when you were whatever age you wrote down, what's the first person that comes to mind? What's the picture that starts to come into place? What's the first place or event that's starting to come to mind when you were that age? And trust your first answer and let the memory start to come back like an artist's painting. And just stay in that memory. Stay really in that memory and don't let your mind overtake this. We're sitting in your subconscious now. Just sit in that one memory that your subconscious has given us. What is it about what happened in that memory that was a problem for you? How did what happened there make you feel? For example, well, I felt stupid. I'm not as good as all the others. It made me feel sad. Okay, just as an example. Ultimately, what was it about what happened that was a problem for you? So I want you to write down the root cause reason now in one sentence. For example, I felt stupid. I'm not as good as the others. It made me sad. And if you need to stop, pause, rewind to do this, then do that, or stop this altogether and just go through the sheet on your own. Now, the next thing is, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being that the emotion feels really true for you, how would you rate that emotion that you attach to that root cause reason? Meaning, how would you rate the sadness that you felt stupid because you weren't as good as the others? Out of 10, with 10 being high. So you might say, it feels 10 out of 10 true that I was sad because I felt stupid. Once you've gone through that, keep asking yourself that question over and over. What else was it about that? What happened? That was a problem for me. And you might start to drill down to say, first of all, maybe you felt stupid. And then you might say, people misunderstood me. I was putting on a facade, but it wasn't true. And that made me feel angry. And actually, a part of me felt like there wasn't enough to go around. Like, you know, and so then I felt fearful that there wasn't enough. So you can rate all of those emotions because of those reasons. Once you've drilled down and gotten all of the reasons, the root cause reasons why you had those emotions, then what we want you to do is go to the install the knowing exercise. What we want to do is get some positive learnings. What do you know now in your much older, more mature, fully lived life where you're now, you know a lot more than you used to know. You've got a lot more wisdom. You've got a lot more adult concepts to call on. What do you know now that if you had have known in the past, you would never have taken on that emotion because of that reason? For example, what do you know now that if you had have known in the past, you would never have felt sad because you felt stupid, for example? You might say, what I know now is that I know that I wasn't stupid. I just needed more help. I could have asked for help. And kids are kids. They don't have adult concepts. And my teacher had her own problems. You know, she yelled at me. She had her own stuff going on. So in that moment, if you can know that, hold on to the knowings that are better serving for you. What is it that you can know now? That if you had have known that in the past, then you would never have felt those emotions because of those root cause reasons. For this to have not been a problem, what would you have needed to believe instead? Ask yourself, where do you know this in your body? So if you say, I know that I wasn't stupid, I know I just needed some more help in that moment, and I really could have asked for help. Feel it in your body where you know that in your body. For example, I know it in my heart or in my chest or in my stomach or in my solar plexus. That's where I can feel the knowing sitting in my body. And then ask yourself, if that knowing in your body had a color, what color does it seem to be? Tap into the color of what you now know. So perfect. I want you to hold that knowing there now. Really know what it is you know now, that if you could have known in the past, it would have been much more helpful for you. Really hold that color of that knowing and hold it in your body where you can feel it. And I want you to go back to that past event, holding that knowing where you know it, remembering the color, hold that knowing, and play the old movie of that old memory from start to finish. Play it out again, just that little movie that we came up with, that little scene, but this time with that knowing. Hold the knowing there. Let that young you grab onto your knowings so that they have a different experience with that story. So take those knowings back to that story and play the story back from start to finish, holding those knowings in your body and having the shift that you need to have back there. And while you're doing that, if you can think of any other situation where you want to take those knowings to, any other scenarios in your childhood that you feel like if you would have been able to know what you know now back then, it would have been different for you. Take those knowings back. Run them through any situation you need to run them through. Really let yourself do that and feel the shift within you of what you know now being able to be what you knew back then as well. And only when you're ready, I want you to come back into the now and open your eyes and just distract yourself for a moment. Take your attention away, open your eyes, step up, think about what you had for breakfast just for a moment. And then take just 10 seconds and then sit yourself back down and come back because we've got another step to do. We want to test this work now. So sit down and feel into yourself again. Feel into your body and your senses. And on a scale of 10 to 0, with 0 being the emotion's completely gone now and you feel neutral, how do you rate that emotion because of the reason you felt it? For example, how do you rate the sadness now because you felt stupid? You might say it feels like a 0 now. I don't really attach to that sadness anymore. On a scale of 10 to 0, with 0 being the emotion's completely gone now and I feel neutral, how do I rate feeling sad because I felt stupid? Hopefully, and what we want to get to is a 0. You just feel neutral about that now. You don't feel the charge of energy attached to that memory anymore. So when you think about the original event, you might find the memories there, but the emotion is gone and you feel more neutral now. Yes? Now think of a time in the future when something like this could happen again. Some sort of scenario like this could happen again, but this time, notice how differently you respond, okay? Yes. So, great job. You've just completed a mind detox on yourself. And you may need to go back over and repeat this step by step so that you can really sit into it and stay focused. Don't let yourself mind pop off and wander off and get distracted about other things. Really, for the purpose of getting the real shift and the real change out of this process, just stay really in the moment of that one memory that comes up for you, because this is the power of the subconscious mind. We don't really want the conscious mind dipping its toe in here and starting to distract us from, you know, what the subconscious is sharing with us. So, you know, it may feel silly. It may feel like you're saying things or bringing things up that don't really feel true, but it's only because we're using your subconscious, not your conscious mind, and they feel different. The subconscious, you know, knows things immediately. You don't have to cognitively process them. That's why it's more of an intuitive sense for us than having to, you know, really use our prefrontal cortex mind to think about things. So it might feel like you're making things up, or it might feel like, oh, that's not really the right thing. But you can do as many of these as you need to. But just give yourself a day or two break between each one so that you can let things cook and sit, you know, and percolate within your subconscious there. So read through this carefully again. Listen through this carefully again to make sure you're doing all of those steps properly. You cannot change what happened in your past, but you can change how you're relating to what happened. Therefore, to heal your past, you do not heal what happened, but instead why what happened was a problem for you. In other words, it's the root cause reason. And even better news is that if you focus on healing the root cause reason, which is justifying your unhealthy beliefs, you can heal multiple memories simultaneously. To make its job easier, your mind links similar memories together. So, for instance, it connects memories about the same places or the same person. And this is why when you hear a particular song, it might remind you of a particular person or a place or an event. And before you know it, you're taking a jaunt down memory lane. Or why things can be so emotionally difficult after a relationship breakup. Everywhere you go and everything you experience can end up reminding you of the very person that you're trying to forget. The great news is that your memories are linked together. You can benefit from what I call, or what Sandy calls, the emotional domino effect by clearing the emotion associated with one key memory, what he calls the root cause event. You can clear the emotions from all associated memories too, simultaneously. So this makes it possible to clear a huge amount of emotional baggage in a very short amount of time. The trick to the emotional domino effect is to find the common thread that ties your problematic past memories together. So this is an extremely powerful tool. And I recommend you tread carefully, that you're very mindful of reading through the notes properly, listening through this audio again, so that you really get the gist of how to do it. Honor yourself by putting yourself in a very uninterrupted, conducive environment to having that really deep work done without interruptions. And understand that it is deep work, and so you're stirring up things that are, you know, deep down in your subconscious. You're also releasing attachments to things that, you know, you attach to them in a way that doesn't really serve you as an adult. So please, if you have troubles with this, reach out to me on my help hub on the Roslyn Loxton Coaching website so that I can, you know, help you out if you're confused about anything. And practice makes perfect, so... You know, this is an extremely powerful tool, and when you get yourself used to really nailing it and becoming the expert with it, you can really unattach and untether from all those limiting beliefs that could be holding you back and really sabotaging your success, so that now you can gain success and wellness and happiness that you deserve. Namaste.